Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
What's up?
He's better than Oprah.
Come on, y'all.
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
Everyone, thank you so much. This is going to be a really fun, I would say, masterclass for me, because it's just going to be me giving you so much of the motivation that I've gotten, not just throughout my life, but things that I've learned. But I think it's something that all of us can use. Let it go, but continue to grow, right? I think a lot of times what happens when people lose weight, and I use weight loss as a lot because that's the foundation of how a lot of you found me through weight loss and fitness. But, you know, when it comes to weight loss, so many times, and I remember about 5 years ago, I was having a conversation with someone and they were like, I just want to forget about that person. And so I just believe that everyone thinks that if they lose weight, it's just going to go away, and it never goes away. But it is okay to let things go, to when that baggage is no longer with you. Relationship baggage, weight loss baggage, jobs, personal issue baggage. When that baggage is no longer with you, I don't think that is something that you need to forget about, because, and I'll say this, and I'll try to be very clear when I say this, and this might sound a little, I don't want to say bad, but it might not be the best examples for people's emotions, but I mean it like this. And I'll use my grandmother and grandfather, for instance. When they passed away, right, they immediately, people are like, oh my gosh, they're gone. And what I've learned really in the last couple years after having kids is that, yes, I have to let go of the fact that they're no longer with me, but I can still continue to grow from what they taught me. And that's the thing I want you to start to think about as I continue to talk. What are some things that happen that you really wish you could let go, but you can continue to grow from? So for me, and a lot of people may know this, but whenever I shoot a workout video now, I pray. I'm praying to a bigger entity, right? But I'm also praying to my grandfather. It really fuels my soul when before I go out on stage, or before I play a tennis match, because a lot of times I'm nervous, or even before I dance, I'm really nervous when I dance, and a lot of people might not believe that either, but I'm so nervous, y'all, and I don't even know how to take it. But then I pray to my grandfather, and it brings this unbelievable peace over me. And as I've been doing that throughout the last couple of years, and my grandmother, and I see a lot of things that Sandra does in my grandmother, it's crazy, because he's like, you know, three generations away. It's these things that even though like people are gone, or like weight is gone, it can really still inspire you in such an incredible and profound way. And so while you shouldn't let the bullies that bullied you in high school affect you in terms of, oh my gosh, it's still affecting me every day, but you need to let that go But the power of making it through, or the power of being able to still survive today and look back at some of them people, because some of those shady people that were bullying you back in the day are still bullying themselves, right? It's kind of like one of those things where you look back and you're like, well, bitch, I made it. And you still out there bullying people. But in terms of that, you can still say, you know what? I made it through. I persevered through. And so what I want you to do as for the next couple seconds, if you have something that you're writing down, I want you to write down two things that you went through, or two situations that happened, or two conversations, or a change in relationship, something that you have to say to yourself, I have to let this go. I really have to let this go. Like, what were some of the things that happened? I'll give you a couple seconds before I continue to talk. As you start to write these things, I want you to also describe on the paper in front of you, how did this make you feel when it happened? Was it, I was sad. It could have been a happy thing where you're like, that was a really great moment. It doesn't always necessarily have to be bad, but how did this make you feel? So what happened that you're like, I gotta let this go, but I continue to grow? The second thing in terms with that is, how did that make you feel? Now, I'll just continue to talk about my grandparents, because I just think, you know, it's important. So when my grandparents passed away, it just made me feel really bad, right? I was just like so sad. I remember walking in a hospital room where my grandfather was, my grandmother was there, and I lost feeling in my fingers, in my body. I lost control of my emotions, and it was terrible. And so as I started to come out of that, you know, I had to say to myself, okay, you know, this happened. I had to accept that this happens. Now, where are you going to go from here? And so the next thing I want you to write down, and some people, the answer might be an immediate yes, but with this thing that happened, or the situation or conversation, did you accept all of it, right? That's a yes or no question, but did you accept that these things happened? It's fine that you want to kind of get rid of that feeling or that moment, but do you accept that it happens? And the reason why I'm asking you, did you accept that these things or this thing has happened, is because what I don't want you to do is bury it. You know, here at the Transformation Center, and a lot of you who are on here now, we have this session. We have a session called Dig Deep and Repeat. And what happens is something happens to us in our lives, and then we just continue to bury it. And then when we bury it, then all of these other things start to gain power. And all of this is still so far under the surface that the thing that shows itself is this horrible thing, and we don't know where it came from because we keep burying it. So that's why I asked you, did you accept this thing? And if you didn't, right now is the moment to look down at that paper or think about that situation that happened. Like, yo, I literally have to accept this. For me, the moment I accepted the passing of my grandparents, and again, I used them because they were just such an inspiration and influential people in my life. They basically saved my life. So when they were gone, I didn't want to accept that it happened. But when I accept that it happened, then I could start to have a really clear mind as to how I want to proceed forward. And so that just takes me to the next thing. How are you going to proceed forward? So you wrote down the one thing that happened. You gave the emotion behind it. Now, if you accept that it happened, and if you didn't, maybe you need to work through, but now that you accept that it happened, what are you going to do moving forward? And the second part of that question is, how are you going to utilize the emotion and situation itself? How are you going to use it to enhance your life? Right? So now, for me, with my grandmother and grandfather specifically, I have to now say, how am I going to use this to enhance my life? I'm going to take his preaching. I'm going to pray in my way. I'll pray to him. I'll utilize his powers. I remember just being a kid and being on the pew and listening to him talk, but being really bored, but really understanding his passion. All the way to tell you guys a really fun story. So just a couple weeks ago, I went to Kanye West's Sunday service. So I roll up in Sunday service. I'm like, I'm about to praise him with some music. So I was like, you know, I'm going to... I'm going to go. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to have a good time. Whatever. So we go in, and Scott said to me prior to the Sunday service, he said, you know, do you think that, he said, they're going to serve alcohol here. And I was like, they're absolutely not going to serve alcohol here. I'm thinking I'm going to Sunday service. They are not serving alcohol here, right? So Shalene's husband got us the most amazing seats. We're literally front and center. Me and Shalene and Sierra, their daughter, we think we're going to be sitting like somewhere in the lower section, but just like, and we are in the front row. So we're sitting in the front row, and the servers come around, and he's like, we have this and this and this. He's like, do you guys want a bottle of wine? And Brett is like, hell yeah, we want a bottle of wine. Now, mind you, when I used to go to church, I'm literally like, oh my gosh, like my grandfather would look down upon me and be like, I know you are not about to drink wine in church. So if you saw my Instagram story, that's when we were pouring the wine and I was like, this is communion, bitch. Like, I'm just here for it. But anyway, that's kind of like a funny story that started my process of being like, okay, like I'm here and this is, and I'm still going to utilize my grandfather. I'm like, okay, I'm like, Papa, this is communion, like whatever. But anyway, so that's kind of like the funny part of the story. But moving more throughout this experience was what I call this Sunday service. So there were no English words. There were no words at all sung by the choir. It was all oohs and ahs. It was like, ooh. So it was like all these oohs and ahs, and then they were bringing out tables of the Last Supper, and then they were bringing out, I forget what this one symbol meant, but the thing that was so amazing and so profound to me, okay, so people were leaving. People literally were walking out leaving because they were like, what is happening? But me, let me tell you, number one, I was having fun with Shalene and Brett, so that was cool. But I was like, how am I going to enjoy this? Visually, it's spectacular. For me, I thought it was great. I understand the oohs and ahs. I was in gospel choir. I recorded a gospel album before. I'll tell you about that another day. But,
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All of a sudden, I start paying attention to the fact that Kanye West is reading reading from the Bible. He's reading passages from the Bible. And I don't think, if you weren't in the front row, you weren't supposed to know that he was reading, because he was kind of hiding behind, I think, a speaker box or something. And if you saw my story, I'm like, he's ducking down, reading this thing on a choir stand, like music stand. And I film him, and he like looks up at me. I think he looked up at me like, yo, bro, like, why are you going to tell people, like, you know? So for him, he's like, I think he went into it saying, you know, I don't know if he's like, I'm the voice of God, but he was like really trying to do this thing. So some people were leaving, but me, I had to go back to say to myself, I was like, okay, how am I going to put myself in a situation where I'm really going to enjoy it, even though I think this is like a little, like, you know, I'm like a little weird. And then I started really listening to the passages, y'all. I lied to you not. I don't know how, but I started finishing some of the verses that he was saying. I was literally finishing them. I had no clue. I didn't know what book he was reading from, but I literally was like finishing some of the thing. I was like, I'm getting the chills. I was like, what is happening? I attest that to nothing but my grandfather wanting to be there with me. I know that sounds so crazy to some people, but I was just like, this is so wild to me that I'm literally finishing some of these like biblical verses. My whole thing was, if I look back in the day when my grandfather passed away, this really terrible moment in my life, all the way to I'm enjoying, truly enjoying a, I don't want to say a secular concert, but I'm enjoying this concert that Kanye West is giving where it's like really abstract. And my grandfather really comes into my life. I look at this really sad thing that happened, and now I'm saying, you know what? It really enhanced me to reattach heavily to my spirituality. And that's what I'm going to use from this situation. I'm like, wow, if my grandfather and that energy is still, you know, permeating in my soul, then I need to do something with it and use it. Whatever you did write down on that paper, and whatever emotion it did give you, and whenever you do accept it, and whatever you decide to do with it, no matter whether it's bad or it's good, you can find little nuggets of information from that experience that you had to progress yourself forward. Some people might be really easy, like, oh my gosh, this is great. But to lighten the burden, you have to accept so that you can utilize those little nuggets of information that you learned along the way to progress yourself forward. It is the only way to continue to thrive in whatever it is that you want to do and the goals that you have. Which takes me kind of to the next section, which are goals. What I want you to do right now is I want you to think about, and I hate to use negative things, but I think negative things are the things that hold us back more. So I want you to think about something that's not so positive that you think could possibly be holding you back. I want you to think about what could possibly be holding you back right now. And so start to write down and think about it. And I'll tell you something that could possibly be holding me back right now. And I'm going to explain to you how I'm going to deal with that and get out of it. So one of the things that I grew up on food stamps, I grew up with my mom not having money. I grew up with having a hole in my shoe. I grew up with always having a hole in a pair of socks. And so financially, I'm in this like really tug of war. I know because of facts. The facts say, you know, I'm gonna continue to be successful because there's nothing in my life that I've ever given up, or I'm gonna say, you know, forget this. But I still have this fear of like, am I going to continue to be okay financially? There are a lot of people out there that if you actually, and I just be very clear, and I'm saying this to be candid, if you looked at my bank account, all of you would probably just smack me upside the head. But because I grew up always in fear of not knowing if we were going to have the money, not knowing if the step monster was going to leave my mom and us kind of be out on the street, or, you know, because I always had that fear if it was going to go away, it still affects me. And so I was like, okay, I have to try to use this in a positive way. So for me, instead of having the fear that it's going to go away, I'm like, okay, let's just now utilize the finances in a smart way to help build on the things that's gotten you here today. So for me, it's invest more in your business then. You know, invest more in your time. One of the reasons why we wanted to have the Transformation Center weekends is because how do I maximize everything in my life at one time? I can have my fit fam come here. I don't have to leave my family. It involves my in-laws. It involves Team Sean T. It involves some extended members of Team Sean T. Well, this is pretty fucking awesome. Like, I'm able to invest in the Transformation Center to bring all of the things that I love together. So why are you fearing the fact that you're gonna go broke when you're investing? Not only are you investing in your business in a way that you are, you guys know I love what I do. And in addition to that, it's helping the people in a safe space, which is like, for me, I'm like, there's social media. And I'm like, yay, social media is great. But you guys are like the driving force behind my motivation. So I'm like, good. So then I get to invest in this transformation center that's going to help invest in my people. And it just becomes this great thing. So I don't have to fear money because I'm putting the money into the thing that I love that has proven to help me be successful. So it's just one of those things that I want you to think about. If you have a fear, I want you to think about, how do you invest in the fear, right? How are we going to invest in our fears? You know, invest in the fear. Some people are, I know you all have a lot of different fears, but I want you to think of ways to invest in a fear. And the best way to invest in a fear is to be able to communicate with the fear, right? I'm fearful that my husband's going to leave me. I'm fearful that I'm going to lose my job. Okay, so there's two things if you fear that your husband's going to lose you, you leave you. You can talk to him. It costs nothing. You're investing because you're investing in the communication. One of two things are going to happen. You're going to find out that it's not true, or you're going to find out that it is true, right? You invested in it, and now you can use that information to move forward. Am I going to lose my job? You can invest in being like, well, maybe I need to be better at it so that my next review shows that I'm actually doing a really great job. And my boss might be like, why are you thinking that? You're doing awesome, right? So instead of running from these things that you're fearful of running from these things that you may have, that may have been, have, they may have the possibility of holding you back, invest in the fear. Face it face on. Because if you invest in the fear and you face it head on, you're not losing anything. You're only gaining knowledge to be able to fuel the information to make yourself better. It's just literally one of those things that you either, again, you bury everything that you keep burying things and you stack everything on top of the thing that you really need to work on, or you embrace it and look at it in a different way and say, it's not necessarily I'm facing my fears, I'm investing. I'm investing my time, I'm investing my emotions, I'm investing my relationship, I'm investing my money into things, because I know if I give an overabundance of joy and positivity and love to this thing that I'm so fearful of, then I'll be able to make myself better. You know, in my times of like dealing with my molestation, it was plenty of time where I wanted to run away. And so I think of a lot of you who read my book, you know that my stepmonster actually showed up to one of my dances. He actually showed up and I was like, what the F-U-C-K? Now, I didn't call the cops and I didn't do whatever. A lot of people are like, you should have had him arrested. But for me, it was being super successful, having this entire audience cheering for me because I've like made a mark in the city of Philadelphia and the dance world. And it so freaked me out that he was there. But the fact that I was able to walk up to him and be like, hello. And just, it was more of like, yes, I'm still fucking here and I'm going strong. And sometimes when I feel weak, I go back to that moment. Some people are like, oh my gosh, that moment, like that would freak me out. No, I invest in the fear. I'm investing in that moment. That was a fearful moment. I'm going to invest in it. I'm going to use it. So when things feel not so great, boom, you know what? I'm going to invest in the fear. I'm going to go back into a fearful moment where I made it, where I faced it, and I'm going to keep moving forward. And what we talked about earlier, I want you to provide energy and positivity to the things that you thought could hold you back, because they will not hold you back as long as you give that fear some energy to help make you thrive.